message you're about to listen to is by the Assistant General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor J.F. Odeshola, and it's titled, Because He Lives, and it's brought to you by Genesis Sound Ministry of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, National Headquarters, Ebutemeta, Lagos. God bless you as you listen.
Let the glory rise again. Let the glory rise again. Let the glory rise again. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Finally, we pray for everyone in this house. Some are going through some challenges that they cannot explain to people. Some of them are members, some of them are workers, some of them are ministers. And they say, how will people feel if I share my problem? We're going to pray. Oh God of all solution, everyone in this house going through any problem, bring sweet solution to their lives. Bring sweet solution to their predicament. It may be sickness, it may be sorrow, it may be over their family. Whatever is the problem anyone may be going through, they may be pastor, they may be members. Whatever it is, you died, you resurrected again, and you are alive, never to die anymore. Whatsoever, anyone here may be going through. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. It shall be so in the name of Jesus. This announcement is for someone in this house, and this is the way God put it. Surely I will come true for you. We are grateful, oh Lord, hallelujah. We are grateful, oh Lord, hallelujah.
For all you have done
for us, hallelujah.
We are grateful.
Grateful, Lord, for all you have done. our Lord and our King, the glorious Father, the ever living, ever faithful, ever reliable, unchangeable changer, the Lord that answer prayer, the one that is good, absolutely there is no badness in him. Oh God, we say thank you. Thank you, the Alpha and the Omega. We thank you, the Son of God, the Son of Man, the ever living, ever reliable, ever dependable God. We thank you, our healer. We thank you, the supplier of all our needs, our security. We thank you, our shepherd, good and great shepherd. We thank you, the Lord that have everything, much more than we can ever need. The name is called El Shaddai. We say thank you to you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Each time we remember that you are alive, we are glad. No one has gone through what you have gone through and you remain alive forever. Thank you because you are alive for us. We appreciate you, O God. Please, Father, accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Because you are alive, everything in our life that ought to be alive, let those things be alive today in the name of Jesus. Because you are alive, let our joy be alive. Let our health be alive. Let our wealth be alive. Our spirituality, let it be alive. Our prayer life, let it be alive. Our revelational life, let it be alive. Our social life, let it be alive. Everything good, let them be alive in the name of Jesus. Father eternal, all the prayer points we have raised, the Lord that hear and answer, please answer us by fire in the name of Jesus. All the people in this house, every weekend they go to the market to evangelize. We declare that such people, extra blessing, that will make them extra special, release over them in the name of Jesus. Every consistent follower of Christ in this house, your blessing will also be consistent in the name of Jesus. Everyone say amen. Your blessing will be bigger than that of others. All the prayer points we raise today, the Lord that hear and answer, answer us immediately in the name of Jesus. Eternal Father, all those who have written their prayer points on the net, some sent by email, we pray that we answer them in the name of Jesus. Those testimonies shared, that testimony will be permanent in the name of Jesus. Everyone under the sound of my voice and those who are watching through television or internet today, let their miracle, oh God, be delivered in the name of Jesus. Let them be the next on the line of testimony. Let them be the next on the line of testimony. Let this fellow saying amen, that woman, that man saying amen, let him or her be the next on the line of testimony in the name of Jesus. In your word this morning, meet with us. Because you live never to die forever, let our victory be alive forever in Jesus' name. I confess that I don't have any strength. I don't know nothing. But fill, oh God, me with the fullness. Lord, let the empty in my life be filled with your fullness. And let everyone in the house, from the PP to the pew, Lord, let there be synergy of blessing. And let all of us receive blessing together in the name of Jesus. Every sickness here this morning, we command you, lose your grip and disappear. Sorrow, lose your grip and disappear. Whatever problem that comes into this out today, let them receive solution in Jesus' name. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your name. Save soul this morning. Deliver the oppressed. Comfort the sorrowful. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' most mighty name, we pray. And let someone say, amen. Let someone say amen. I'd like you to walk up to three people at least. You know, I like three. Three is a sign of Trinity. And tell them, because he lives, your blessing will be total. Because he lives, your blessing will be total. Your blessing will be permanent. Hallelujah. And please take your seat. God bless you. Happy Easter to everyone. Happy Easter Sunday. The Almighty God will bless all of us in Jesus' name. I don't seem to like your amen. Okay, that is better. Remember, next Sunday is the day that our Father and the Lord will be here live and direct. And if you want God to build your life, build your home, and build you a mortar and bricks, you must be here. Not only you must be here, you must carry all the members of your family here, young or old. And I want to assure you that before this year runs out, something unusual, something unprecedented shall happen in your life in the name of Jesus. This morning, I'd like to share a thought along the path of Easter, because he lives. Because he lives. You can write down John chapter 14. Chapter 14. I'm going to read verse 19, but you can also write down John chapter 20, verse 19 to 23. I'm going to just read the first one. John 20, 19 to 23. Write that one down and read on your own. It's an account of how Jesus resurrected. But John chapter 14, verse 19, is the word of the Savior himself to his disciple and to his people. And I'm going to read John 14, 19. Yet a little while, the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live. Ye shall also live, or ye shall live also. May the Lord bless the reading and hearing of his word in the name of Jesus. Because he lives. I don't know whether you heard a story, I think about 5-6 years ago, about an accident that happened, and they called the relative or somebody to come and identify the fellow. And so this man was identified as the mechanic somewhere, because the car was a wreck. So they took the corpse to the mortuary. They went to their house to break the news. So everybody was sorrowful that grandpa had an accident. That was early hour of the morning, at the time people leave for work. But in the evening, around 5:30, this same man that they said was wrecked or died in an accident, walking. And so they look at him strangely and said, well, I wasn't the person. He said, you misidentify me. But when we talk about Christ, his own death was not misidentified. He died. They took him to a sepulcher and he was buried. But on the third day, he resurrected. But he didn't stay at that level. He moved to his father's house in heaven in order to stay there to advocate, to mediate, to plead our cause before his father. Excuse me. What I want to do this morning is to let you see few benefits. Some of the things that comes along the path of the fact that he lives, never to die. The benefit, the profits, the advantages of the fact that he lives forever. Number one, you know, Jesus himself said, because I live, you will live. The Matthew account in chapter 27 or so, 28. When they went there early in the morning, he said, he's no longer here, he's gone. So because he lives, number one, we have his presence to surround us. Because he lives, his presence surrounds our life. In Matthew 28, verse 20, especially verse 20b, Matthew 28, verse 20b, Jesus himself said, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. What is the meaning of always? I am not an English major. There are some English major in the house, but I have a common sense English. I am with you always, every time. And you know, when God speaks, he doesn't turn. Everything he says is perfect. You have the Son of God, the one who began the beginning, the one who has been before the foundation of the world. You have him with you. Whatsoever you go through, wherever you are, whatever task God has given to you to do, whatever trial, temptation, whatever predicament you may be going through, whether you have something to eat or you don't have something to eat, whether they speak good about you or they speak ill about you, whether some people love you or some people hate you, hear what the one who lives forever says. I am with you always to the end of the world. And once he speaks, no one can change it. I'm too glad that the master, the one who steals the storm, the unchangeable changer, the Alpha and the Omega, the one who is called the Omnipotent, he's with you. His presence surrounds us. You, if you are a believer, you cannot be lonely. His presence surrounds you. Because he lives. I pray today, anywhere you go, the presence of God will illuminate your path in the name of Jesus. Number two, because he lives, you have his peace to secure you. We have his peace to secure us. In John chapter 20, verse 21a, the first line. John chapter 20, verse 21a. Jesus said to them again, peace be unto you. Peace unto you. At a time he said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. peace because he lives. You can enjoy peace. The world we live in today is full of trouble. But the Bible said, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose heart stays on thee. The world today cannot give peace. Looking at the what scene and all kind of scenario that happen, you know, only the Prince of Peace can give peace. A grandfather told the children, please, can you buy me a television and put DSTV there? So they bought him a television and connected him with DSTV. 2 weeks after, he called all the children. He said, come and take this your terrible calamity away from my sitting room. And the people asked him, why? He said, every day when I tune in, they will talk about flood, war, earthquake. And he said, if I live with this thing, I will soon die. You know, you have seen paper this morning. You heard the news. All are full of evil, sensational news. But the Prince of Peace that have healings in his wing, because he lives, and if you impose your trust in him, you can rely on him. He said, government will be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called the Prince of Peace. That's Isaiah 9:6. Because he lives, we have his peace to secure us from all the calamity and all the multidimensional problems of our generation. Peace I give unto you. In Philippians chapter 4 verse 7, Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God which passeth understanding shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Peace. Limitless, unlimited peace that passeth all understanding because he lives. Are you not glad? There is a place where you can rest and sleep. There is an arm that you can lay your head and just sleep. There is someone who watch over you when nobody seems to care. I read a story many years ago after the World War, Second World War. There was a small building at the between where the Great Britain and the Army of the Eastern Europe were fighting. There was a small building there, maybe like a room thereabout and a kitchen. Obviously, that was the only building that was standing at that front, at that battlefront. But on the wall, you can see bullets that have torn the wall apart. But none of the bullets entered. So the soldiers who were checking the combinations of soldiers who are checking, they discovered that around that small hut, that small house, there was some chicken. It means if chicken didn't have something to eat, they will not stay. It means somebody is in the house. And it was around 8:30, 9 a.m. in the morning. So the soldiers, fierce looking soldiers, about 10 or 15 of them, they took a hard knock on the door, and a woman in her 70s, late 60s to 70, with sleep in her eyes, after a very hard knock, opened the door and said, "Who is that disturbing my peace?" And they said, "Are you not afraid that bullets are flying over your roof?" She said, "Afraid? No." They said, "Why not?" He said, "He that keepeth me will not sleep nor slumber. I have imposed my trust in the Prince of Peace." He said, "So, German, do you still have anything to say? Because I want to go back to sleep." Stop carrying the load that doesn't belong to you. Stop taking those things that you don't have control on. Because he lives, his peace secures us. Number three, because he lives, I have his power to strengthen me. Because he lives, I have his power to strengthen me. Look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19 to 20. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19 to 20. "And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places." We have his power. Look at what he said in John chapter 1 verse 12. John chapter 1 verse 12. "As many as believed him, to them gave he power to become sons and daughters." In Luke chapter 10 verse 19, he said, "Behold, I give unto you power." Luke 10, 19. Now, David, way back in the Old Testament, he said, "God has spoken once, twice have I heard him." Power belongs to God. When you talk about power, the word power comes from dunamis, from which you have dynamite or dynamic. And there is a second word that is translated, which refers to dominion. They call that one iskal. Now, but what I'm saying is that God said, "I have given you the power." Because he lives, the power of God strengthens you. You know what I'm saying? It means you cannot be trampled upon. The world we live in is a world where powers are called to display. In the world, what you have is the game of power. And there are all kinds of power. But God said, "Behold, I have given you power." Because he lives, that is saying something to you. Because the power of God cannot be defeated. You cannot possibly lose your life battle. Because his power is alive in you. You are not object that anything could just handle anyhow. Stop telling people, "I don't have power." You have. Stop telling people, "I don't know what to do." You know what to do. Stop telling people, "I don't have anybody." You have somebody. You have the power. The power to do exceeding abundantly. The power to demonstrate as your father. How can you be the son of the most powerful? and you are the most weak. He doesn't agree. When you are born in the family of a king, automatically you are a prince or a princess. And God is the most powerful. How can you be the most, what is the language now? The most weak. Come on, talk to me now. If your father is the most powerful, you cannot be a weakling. You have his power. The thing is that you don't demonstrate it, you don't see. My biological father used to say, sorry, apology to people who cannot speak vernacular. Talonjo ma perini waju ma kwenya kwenya. And you have this power. My wife is on seat today. I've given the testimony. Somebody walked to my office many years ago when I was in Kaduna. I said, are you the small boy that was doing, that was shouting Jesus, Jesus here? I said, yes. He said, I want to announce to you that the battle line has been drawn. I said, sir, if you reach your house today, then God is not alive. He looked at me and said, you small boy, 13 of you cannot stop me from reaching the house. I said, sir, you don't need 13 of me. You only need small me. As he wanted to cross the road, God is good. He came with his car, but he parked his road. He wanted to buy Yalo. Kuza abunde kuna kira Yalo. Kufadamoshi. Fadamosu. Kina jiko. Kiaboki. Tegayariwa. Fadamosu. He wanted to buy Yalo. And as he went to cross the road, the vehicle knocked him. Pah! He said, there is a wizard boy in that redeemed church. They said, hospital. He said, no. If I will die, let me leave him word. So when they brought him with blood, I said, you haven't died. He said, no, please, I don't want to die. I am only joking with you. I said, no, God doesn't know joke. See, a man of God like you, the one who has been born again and power by God, and you are begging the herbalist. Shame. Shame! When you have power over anything, don't you know that when you quote the scripture, that's incantation. Incantation. You have not heard the story of a mama or the demon of water. The masquerade came to the car, to the market. She didn't know how to read. As they were chanting incantation, she also lifted the Bible. She can't read any line. They were saying whatever they say to her. He said it's a lie. In the beginning was the word. The word was God. I nullify it. You are afraid. Because he lives, we have his power to strengthen us. Tap your neighbor for me and said, you are a project of God's power. Stop living like a weakling. Number four, because he lives. Because he lives. We have his promise to satisfy us. Because he lives, we have his promise. If you want, his promises to satisfy our life. In John chapter 14, verse 19b, John 14, 19b, because I live, ye shall also live. Or ye shall live also with Jesus as our partner, our friend, our companion. You can live above trouble. you can move through this world and have victory. Because there are loaded, we have loaded promises about life, about how to overcome, about how to live a good life. Not even death or sickness or tire. Not human being, not angel. Not things to come, not things of now. We'll be able to separate us from the promises that he has given to us. Because he lives, we have his promise to satisfy us. Number five. Because he lives, his propitiation cleared all our sins. His propitiation cleared all our sins. Ah, if you know what sins has done to this world, Adam and Eve were put in the garden of peace, but sin took them out. They became a vagabond. The firstborn of Adam and Eve, Cain, became a murderer, and God placed a curse upon him. He became a vagabond. Reuben should have got the inheritance of his father, but sin destroyed his destiny. But Jesus came. He paid the supreme price. He came. So my sins, your sins are gone. A fornicator, an adulterer. I mean, someone who aborted pregnancy, a thief, a robber, your sins are gone. As soon as you repent of that sin, you confess. The sins are gone. Sins are gone. Because he lives, his propitiation paid, cleared all our sins. The devil can no longer accuse you. Oh, you are a murderer. That was in the past. No wonder the Bible said, 2 Corinthians 5:17, 2 Corinthians 5:17, as many as believe, I mean, that's a mis. 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man is in Christ, is a new creation. Creature, all things are passed away. Thank you. I could see, creature, all things are passed away. All things, behold, all things. What is the meaning of all? What is the meaning of all? All. Stop reminding God about what he has forgotten. He doesn't remember. Oh God, you know, you remember when I was in the secondary school, you know, I did this. You know, God says, stop it. I can't remember. His blood paid the supreme price. Because he lives. So you can name yourself Saint Funsho Odeshola. I'm no longer a sinner, but a saint. Let the people who want you to live in condemnation, leave them alone. Way back when God has forgiven Moses, his brothers, his brethren, they still thought the guy was still a murderer. Because he lives. His blood paid for my sin. Are you not glad? Look, I told you my story. I will still find time to say it over and over again. I was born in a juju family. I was to inherit the juju of our great grandfather. I told you Odeshola is not just name. Odeshola is the name that is given to the head of the hunter in my own town. Don't call my town village. The way man of Calabas called their Calabas, that's the way they will call it. It's in our houses, masquerade of a hunter comes out with all kind of skins. And they thought I would be the one to inherit it. But now I'm a saint. A preacher. So, the same thing happened to you. There is no connection at all. But because he lives, his propitiation cleared all your sins. Commission, omission, inherited, acquired, cleared all the sins. Number 6, let me go, because I have 15 here, but I will stop at 7. Number 6, because he lives. Because he lives. I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, your tomorrow is assured. Your tomorrow is guaranteed. My father in the Lord used to say, say it to the righteous man. And he was talking from Isaiah 3:10 or something like that. Isaiah chapter 3 verse 10. Say it to the righteous. Did I got it right? He shall be well with him. So, because he lives, my tomorrow, look, weeping may endure for the night, but joy comment in the morning. Don't judge me by what happened in my life today, because the new day is far approaching. And because he lives, I can face tomorrow. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know the one whose hands tomorrow rely and lies. The one who is holding tomorrow. And incidentally, it happened to me, my senior brother, Jesus, and my Savior. And the same thing about you. You can relax even in the midst of trouble and challenges. Because definitely your cry, your weeping, your trouble, your challenges, they are not permitted to cross. So they stop in the night. Once it is in the morning, you are in another realm. Because he lives, your tomorrow, my tomorrow, is guaranteed. Your life is secured in him. It doesn't matter what happened to you now. You are in a wrestling competition. The referee is your senior brother, Jesus. The deciding chairman is God the Father himself. And your coach is the Holy Spirit. So all the three people that matters, they are on your side. So the other one is throwing you down. Boom! But the referee knows what he wants to do. One time, after 15 times you have been thrown down, then you manage to throw the man down. And the referee blow. Bam! For sure, that's all I want. And they say, no, he's Ojoro. He said, don't you know that it's Ojoro to oppress someone that I died for? But my verdict is final. Beep! Sister Rachel won. Brother Samuel won. Pastor Henry won. Huh? Alice, she got it. Because he lives. And finally, because he lives. Ah, this is good. good. Because he lives, I have a home in heaven. Because he lives. You know, the master himself said in John chapter 14 verse 1, let not, John 14 1, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, 1 to 3, you can go ahead, 1 to 3, John chapter 14 verse 1 to 3. In my Father's house are many mansions. I want to go and prepare you a place and come back for you. There is a home prepared for you by your Savior. You will not die on the way like a smoke. Because there is a home prepared for you, it is mandatory that you reach your goal. Mandatory. If anybody thinks you will fall, they are just waiting and they are projecting vanity. It won't work. Because the verdict of the one that cannot lie has gone. There's a home in heaven. I'm too glad that when we finish this terrible world of inequalities and oppression, there is a place where the streets are made of pure gold. Where angels will be your servant. Now, the food, somebody said we are not, read the Bible, we are going to eat in heaven. The food that we are going to eat will be from the kitchen of God the Father. Is there in the Bible? Or what do you think Revelation says? That those who overcome will eat of the hidden manna. We eat. Eat. What he was talking about, the fruit of life. He was talking about drinking the water of life. Because he lives, I want to go and prepare you a place and come back for you, that we may be together with him. Well, let me leave with you. How do I respond? What do I do? Two things. For those of us who have been born again, you need to surrender everything to him. Your life, your wealth, your family, your time, anything. Your position, your privilege, your qualification, everything. All. Romans chapter 12 verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren. Come on, give me that at the engine house. Now, beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this word. Give me verse 2. Baba, get renewing. Be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind, that ye may prove that which is good and acceptable, perfect will of God. Verse 3. Very important. That's number 1. You are born again. You can do more. Thank you. Number 2. For those who are yet to be born again, see, it's a mere Satan deception for you to come to the church and nothing has affected your life. Nothing. You come to the church regularly and you sin regularly. Lie. Ah, in fact, they would think you are the senior, junior brother of the devil. Because lie here, every... When they see you, you are lying impersonation. When you said, I am going, that is where you are running, when you are sitting. And you come to church, hallelujah. You need to surrender. your life and say, Lord, I want to be born again. And this time is the season, because he lives. All things are yours. Rise up with me, let us pray. And those who are hearing us from afar, you want to give your life, please, that's okay. And you are here in the house, you want to surrender your life to him. I'd like you to pray to him and say, Lord, I know that I cannot hide anything for you. How can you come to church regularly and you are still very deceptive, sinful? When a fly comes, everybody doesn't know how to do except you. You come to the church regularly, but in your life, there is nothing that connects to Jesus. You want to tell him this morning, I surrender all. I'm a believer, but I surrender everything. My money, my position, my privilege, my children. You don't even have any children. My husband, my wife, you don't. They are God gives to you. Lord, I surrender all. And if you want to surrender your life, talk to him. Lord, I surrender all. Begin to pray. My time is fully used up. Just pray and say, God, take over every affairs of my life. Lord, I surrender all to you. I surrender my life. I surrender my will. Please, if you are there, you want to release your life to Christ, come and meet me on the altar. Let me touch you. Because what a privilege, Easter Sunday, that you are giving your life. Anywhere you are in this congregation, you want to say, Lord, thank you, ma'am. Just come. God bless you. Now, if you are there, I want to actually touch you. You want to surrender your all. Just stand. Don't kneel down. Don't kneel down. Now, if you are there, just come. Any other person you are coming, please, I want you to come wherever you are. And for those of us who are born again, ask the Lord, take my all. Lord, I surrender my all to you. All. And if you are there, you are saying, Pastor, pray with me. I'm surrendering my life. Anywhere you are, I still believe somebody is there that ought to come. Thank you, my brother. God bless you. I still believe there's someone there. It is an unpopular thing to go ahead and say. Please don't let what people say imprison your life. If you are still there, I will give you another moment to come in another few minutes. Few seconds, I will pray. Is there any other person who is coming? Let the rest of us lift up our right hand and say, my Father, I surrender all to you. My will, my time. Oh God, I surrender all. Now, those of us who are still there who want to say, Lord, take over the affairs of my life. Please come. Come and join the people that are here. I will pray with you now. If there are other persons who is coming, please give them room. Let them come. If there are people who are still coming, I'll be willing to pray with you. What a great privilege on this Easter day for you, Easter Sunday, for you to give your life. Thank you, Jesus. If you are still there, let me give you another chance. Thank you, Jesus. Let everyone pray, Lord, I surrender my all to you. I release my all to you. Lord, take me as I am. Just take over every affairs of my life. You are the King of glory. You are the Lord of lords. Just take over.
If Jesus could give you all, he gave you himself, he suffered that you might be redeemed, then tell him, Father, please, the grace to release all to you, give unto me today. The grace to give my life to you, to surrender everything. Whatever you are still holding onto, tell God that he should give you the grace to release. Is there any Adamic nature in your life? Something you thought you have inherited from forefathers? Tell God, Father, today, please take away everything that you need to take from my life. We have heard about what we can gain, the peace that passeth all understanding. If you are not experiencing that peace, tell God today that, Father, please, let your peace that passeth all understanding be my portion. Remove every form of storm, financial storm, marital storm, health storm, everything that has to do with storm. Father, today, take them away. Let me experience your peace. You are the Prince of Peace. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let's pray for our daddy that the Lord has used, that the Almighty God will empower him more and more. Shall we please stretch forth our hands towards his direction? Let's pray that the Lord will strengthen him, he will empower him in every areas of his life where he too may be struggling, that the Lord Almighty will come through for him in the ministry that he will continue to excel. Power of God will not depart from him. The anointing of God upon his life will keep on increasing. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for listening. I am sure you have been blessed by the message. For inquiries, please contact Genesis Sound Ministry of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, National Headquarters, 129 Redemption Way, Ebutemeta, Lagos, or call 080-2918-9670 or 080-9338-1518. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.